Correspondent Howard French spent a decade covering Africa for the New York Times. His new book about that experience is called A Continent for the Taking. It begins with the writer describing his first trip to see Africa as a tourist in the late 1970s, when he did much of his traveling on crowded buses and cars, sometimes called bush taxis. Howard French is a black American, and back then he wondered how Africans would treat him.
I tell a story of riding in one of these bush taxis, and at the time I was into listening to a lot of Mississippi blues, Delta blues, and to my ears the sound was very similar to the kora music of Mali, which has a bluesy feel to it and has a strung instrument that sounds very much like a guitar. I urged the driver to pop my tape into his tape deck and to play it, and he sort of looked over at me and grunted, "Ah, ça c'est la musique de Toubab," which means, "Oh, that's the music of white people," to my great dismay. I persuaded him to leave it in the deck for a few more minutes, and after a little while, I noted with great satisfaction that, you know, a few of the people were bobbing their heads gently and tapping their feet to the music.
So how did that experience lead you to become a journalist who writes about Africa and writes about it with a lot of passion?
I kind of stumbled into this existence via journalism. The perspective, I think, came with the time, you know, having spent 6 years in the region, having traveled broadly, and having from a very early moment decided to regard Africans as human beings in the fullest sense of the word.
As a journalist, you visit the areas that we read about when we read news from Africa. I sense in the book that there's a lot of frustration on your part in reporting headline stories and never being able to really get to the stories that are behind the headlines.
You're correct to sense that. I mean, I resisted going back to Africa for the New York Times in 1994 because I felt that we end up rushing, when we rush at all, from catastrophe to coup to humanitarian disaster. And that there has to be much more to Africa. You know, I was openly resisting going back to Africa, and they kept coming back to me with the idea of sending me back to West Africa. And we sort of negotiated on this point that, you know, you must agree to treat African news with the requisite amount of seriousness if you want me to consider going there. And we arrived at a compromise. And then after a fairly quiet first year in the region, what happened, somewhat to my dismay, was that a series of coups and crises emerged. So I ended up getting thrust into that kind of rhythm of being a correspondent writing about crisis and horror.
But let me ask you, you wrote those stories for the New York Times. I mean, people are familiar with those stories because you did write them. But what is the story of Africa that you wanted to write?
The story of Africa that I wanted to write is a story of a continent of great diversity, where if it's true that there is a great deal of upheaval and catastrophe, it is also true that there is a great deal of entrepreneurialism and a great deal of democracy and a great deal of people wrestling seriously with their problems. I wanted to write about history. I think that African history is woefully misunderstood in the United States in particular, but in the West in general.
People who follow news from Africa and books about Africa may recall one from a few years ago by a correspondent for The Washington Post who also is an African-American, also based in Africa for several years and writing about news of the continent. Keith Richburg concluded that he was actually grateful that his ancestors had been stolen away from Africa in slavery, because to have stayed in Africa as an African would have left him in much worse circumstances than he enjoyed as an African-American. I sense a much different feeling about Africa and the prospects for Africa in your book.
Well, you're correct. My book is an attempt to make sense of African history in its broad lines. I have hope in my subtitle, The Tragedy and Hope of Africa. And this is not a naive hope. It's a hope that's getting people to think about Africa. How did Africa get to be the way it is? To examine what is our responsibility for the fate of Africa.
Howard French, correspondent for the New York Times, now based in Shanghai, author of A Continent for the Taking, The Tragedy and Hope of Africa. Thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.
That other book we mentioned earlier, by the way, is Out of America, A Black Man Confronts Africa by writer Keith Richburg.